The following editorial was heard over Channel 9 from Orlando on March the 29th, 1968.
Governor Claude Kirk is in hot water. After a year in office, the chief executive of the state of Florida appears emotionally unequipped to meet and rise above the many challenges that confront him. This is apparent not only in recent conflicts with the state cabinet and legislative leaders, but in his reaction to individual citizens, newsmen, and even more surprising, with individual Republican leaders and the state Republican Party. It is difficult for anyone to say with any degree of certainty what the governor's objectives are in the constant stream of invective he releases upon anyone who questions his activities, judgment, or methods. Governor Kirk properly considers himself the leading Republican in Florida. Yet the leaders of his own party have been critical of him because they felt that his ambitious bid for a national political office would split the party in Florida without hope of gain. One of the governor's early supporters, former Fort Lauderdale Mayor Cy Young, charged that the governor was, in his words, acting the role of an egotistical madman. Mr. Young headed Kirk's campaign headquarters in his race for governor. And to a degree, Governor Kirk may recognize his own shortcomings. Injecting politics into his second annual prayer breakfast at Jacksonville this week, the governor's prayer was unique and startling. He said, "Now I want to talk of all the Philistines and the enemies you asked me to pray for. I'm tired of that, Lord. The more I pray for those fellows, the more of those fellows spring up." The prayer continued in the same vein of jocularity and complaint. There is an impending tragedy developing in this strange yet extremely personable and attractive governor of many words, violent reactions, and shocking, imprudent utterances. His actions, his public statements, first regarded as dramatic and colorful, have now become incomprehensible rantings and petty resentments, unfitting a man of his office, position, and potential. What now begins to appear are scenes of tragic miscalculation and deterioration, an unbelievable, incredible drama unfolding before our very eyes like a powerful Greek tragedy or Shakespearean play. What incident, personal trait, or decision will expose the final vulnerability of the central character? Who will be the ultimate victim? Will it be a governor who was overly ambitious to move ahead as rapidly as possible, regardless of cost or consequence? Will it be Florida's Republican Party that burst into power for the first time to establish a hoped-for two-party system within the state? Or will it be the state and its citizens, still hopeful of maintaining the impetus and benefits of a generation of continuous economic, political, and social progress? Is the die already cast? We must wait and see.
For a copy of today's WFTV editorial, send a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Editorials, WFTV Orlando,